The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, let's go. The weekend is upon us, Griever.
I know. I'm very excited. Good morning, Jess. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm so tired. Glad it's Friday. Yay.
Oh, come on.
Griever, are you excited? I feel like your house is pretty much all done, all the bits and bobs and stuff, right?
Slept in a bedroom last night.
Yay. Did ya?
Luxury. Luxury. It was so good.
Because what, you've been on the lounge for the last couple, the last week or so,
in the lounge room on the floor.
Oh.
So it's been a no from me, but it was really good, just like on a proper bed last night. And then tonight there'll be a new mattress even. It's all happened.
God, you take the little things for granted, don't you sometimes? I know.
It's going to be fantastic. So, yeah, that was great. What did you get up to yesterday?
Yeah, well, I'm feeling good as well. Played my first basketball game last night.
Any slam dunks?
Not from me, unfortunately. Oh. Don't have those kind of hops. But we played all right and we won by like 30 points or something like that.
So, what's your team called?
Old and Gold, I think is the name of the team.
Old and Gold. Was that in the news, Jess?
No.
Well, we've got to change that. By 30 points? Come on.
Yeah,
it was unreal. Was it at that main stadium in...
Yeah, in Broadmeadow there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Newcastle.
They're playing at number one stadium, Jess. Old and Gold. Write that down.
Yeah, got to be top billing.
Write it
down. The first game of the season, and you've won by 30 points. Old and Gold is looking to have a strong
start.
A strong season ahead, and I can't wait.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, finals bound. That's what I'm hoping.
That's right. Well, starting strong. Big crowd?
Oh.
Pumping. Yeah, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be looking forward to seeing a couple of games if I can get tickets. Everything's sold out in town at the moment. That's what I've been finding. Waking up with the Novos, and of course we'll be doing a local news chat up next here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
And of course, talk of the town coming into the weekend, Jess, is the mighty Knights elimination final against Canberra on the weekend. Some of our stars coming back, but not without some injury concerns.
Yeah, so of course, skipper Kalyn Ponga, a couple of weeks ago, he suffered that shoulder injury, a high-grade AC joint injury in the game against the Sharks. And he addressed the media yesterday, talking about the injury, answering all sorts of questions. He said he's ready to go. He was at training yesterday. Today, one of their really big long sessions, and he felt really good afterwards. But he won't be going through Sunday's game without a little bit of extra assistance from some painkilling injections that he's going to have to stay on top of what I'm sure is probably a very, very sore injury still.
Jeez, that seems intense, doesn't it? But that's normal behaviour, isn't it?
This time of year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're at this point of the season where it's like if you don't put everything on the table, then...
What are you doing? Why are you playing the sport? Jeez, you could do those presses, Jess, for some of these teams, I think. I love that. Switching gears a little bit, locals invited to have their say on the design of, like, the landscaping for the new road, the new M1 extension. To me, I just got to ask, like, what are they being consulted on? Like, where to put the flowers or something?
So this happens with every single project that goes through state government, whether it's a road, whether it's a building, whatever it may be, all of the designs everything, like every part of it, the plants, the artwork, some projects, I noticed a couple in the state recently that have been open have artwork, like on the overpass bridges and things like that. Everything about the project is up for public comment. So you can head to the Transport for New South Wales' website, have a look at it, comment on it, on whatever part of it you want. Hopefully this is a project that's going to be done and open by 2028. Certainly the M1 extension to Raymond Terrace is a project that's desperately needed. So it's going to be a bit of pain. It's already a pain so far as roadworks are concerned, between that and the Hexham Strait project as well. But once it's all done, be great.
Yeah, now, like, but I just don't get why does the public have to get involved in the way, like how a garden on the side of a road is? That seems like a waste of resources.
Good news is you don't have to.
Yeah.
No, but we should all get involved and we should all like try and get like blue and red bitumen or something, you know? If we all comment that.
And you reckon they'll have to
You never know.
I mean,
they've got to listen to what the public says.
They have to listen.
Well, that's why consulting us.
Yeah, they're not going to act. Let's face it.
I don't know. If we all put it in, surely.
All right. Well, there we go. Let's start something behind the scenes.
There you go. Challenge accepted.
Done. I can't believe we're making progress here. It's fantastic. Geez, so early on a Friday as well. New FM.
Hey, Crevo, this story is... Honestly, it's honestly hard to believe. This lady, she essentially has a superpower that she never knew. Her name's Joy Milne, and she lives in the UK, right? She's been happily married with Les Milne for decades and decades and decades. They're high school sweethearts, right?
Wow.
Met when they were both in school. She was 17, he was 16. And, you know, like, they hit it off at a party.
Pardon? Yeah. Cougar.
All of 6 months difference or something
right.
But they hit it off at a party.
Yeah.
You know, danced together. And she said, right, in this story, that he had this, one of the things that attracted her to him was he had this real, like, beautiful male musk about him, right? She was really attracted to his scent.
Isn't that nice?
It is nice. And it plays an important part in this story because, as we'll find out later, unfortunately, Les has been diagnosed with Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's a terrible disease.
Yeah, terrible.
And it really affects a lot of things. But he was diagnosed very early because he came home from work one day, like 10 years after they've been married, and Les was like, Joy was like, Les, you don't quite smell the same. So she said, she's quoted here saying, his lovely male musk has got this overpowering sort of nasty yeast smell to it now. So she was like, he doesn't smell as good as what he
normally
used
does.
Anyway, I didn't think much of it, you know, and continued to kind of feel like this way, and it kind of got worse and worse. Anyway, eventually Joy managed to convince him to go see a doctor, and it turns out that they diagnosed him through this with Parkinson's.
Wow.
So now they're using her, Joy, this incredible superpower she's got, to create this new screening test to diagnose Parkinson's a lot earlier than they used to.
I was going to say, surely they're not just bundling her around the countryside.
Oh, no. People. Oh, God, no, no, no. They're testing
her. Smell this guy. Don't know. I think so.
You imagine? She'd be like, no. I want to keep it for herself, like, financially. If I give you all the, you know, all my secrets, then I don't get any financial gain from it. No, nothing that sinister. They've used this to develop a new screening test, which can now, can detect Parkinson's a lot earlier than we used to be able to before.
Isn't that amazing?
Just because she's born with this weird genetic, like, smell. This
incredible. Sometimes the world has all the answers, doesn't it? We've just got to look a bit closer.
It's unbelievable.
Or sniff a bit closer, I should say. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM.
This is the Novo's 3 of a Kind.
All right, feel good Friday. Let's launch it into your weekend.
Yes.
The time to call is now. 4967 4105. Of course, we are playing New FM's 3 of a Kind. And it's so simple to get your weekend off to an absolute fly. I'll give you 3 items. If you can figure out what links them, the theme that joins all these words together, you do it quicker than your opponent, you get some free stuff this morning.
That's right. So simple. I'll give you an example, Stephen. If I was to say Han, Forex, Carlton.
Stephen.
Yeah?
They're beers.
Yeah, simple as that. You would have got a point on the board. Easy.
And I think I'll delete a few of them Sunday arvo when the Knights play, of course.
No doubt.
You're
only human.
That magic number again, though, 4967 4105. Of course, we've got family passes to Rip It Golf up for grabs today. I mean, if it's raining like this, a perfect inside activity. So
that's right, because they've got the simulators there.
That's it. They've got not only do they have that brand new putt-putt course, but they've got, inside golf simulators as well, which is a lot of fun.
So you win yourself a family pass that, you know, cost of living at the moment is so high. There's a great activity sorted, paid for.
Plus, of course, we can put you in the draw for $100 fuel cards as well. So, plenty to play for this Friday. Give us a call now. 4967 4105. We need 2 Novacastrians to battle it out. Super easy way to get your weekend off to a flyer. It's 3 of a Kind on New FM.
Up next, koalas. They're known for being such good, nice animals.
Yeah, yeah.
One has been found out to be a cheating scoundrel thief.
Okay.
We'll find out all about that up next.
Calm down.
Now, though.
1, 2, 3.
New FM.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
This might help calm you down a little bit, Grebo, because you're boiling over there.
Well, you kind of koalas stealing your stuff. It's out of control.
All right, we digress. We are going to make you feel better, of course, for your Feel Good Friday.
Sure.
Three of a Kind. Plenty of chances to win free stuff leading into your weekend. Of course, up for grabs today. Winner of Three of a Kind gets themselves a family pass to Rip Golf, which is unbelievable.
Lovely.
All contestants in the draw for $100 fuel cards as well.
Indeed.
Starts your weekend pretty nice. So, pretty simple game. Basically, give you three items. You've got to figure out the theme between three said items.
That's right. Your name is your buzzer. A scoring system is first to two, best of three.
All right. That out the way, let's meet our contestants this morning. And first of all, we have, I guess, a three-of-a-kind veteran returning once again this morning, our main man, Josh in Maryland. How are you, Josh?
Good, mate. How are you? Go the Knights again.
Yeah, go the Knights once again. Good to see you haven't changed your loyalty in the last 24 hours.
Good never.
Man. Never. Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Well, up against Josh this morning, we head to Killingworth where we meet Kevin. Good morning, Kev.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Very well. How's yourself, mate? Got much planned for your weekend?
Not much. I'm not watching the Knights.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's going to be watching the Knights.
You got tickets, do you?
I do, yeah.
Oh, you are one lucky man, Kev.
Wow.
Well, fingers crossed we can make your weekend even better as well with this family pass to Rip Golf. Obviously, we've met our two contestants now. A bit of housekeeping. Let's test the technology. We've got to test everyone's buzzer. So, Josh, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Josh.
Lovely. Kevin, let's test your buzzer.
Kevin.
Lovely. Ooh, all right.
Kevin, very quick there.
Yeah, there's two quick triggers there.
I know.
As Crevo said, it is first of two, best of three. So best of luck to both our contestants. Your first one I've got for you this morning is Top Deck, Fruit and Nut, Caramilk.
Josh.
Kevin.
Oh, Josh buzzed in first. So
yeah.
I'm going to have to go to Josh.
Cadbury chocolate.
Cadbury chocolate is correct, mate. Well done.
Bang, one first on the board.
One. And just remember, Kev, you've got to buzz in with your name. All right, so that's one to Josh as we move to the second question.
Kevin will be kicking himself at this point. Why did he not buzz in with my name?
He was quicker. Yeah. He might redeem himself here.
Quite possibly.
The next one I have is peppermint chai English breakfast.
Josh.
Oh, Kevin in first.
Tease is correct. Well done, which means
one
once again, we find ourselves with a tiebreaker. Dramatic music is on. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your final one this morning is Fiona Farquhar Donkey.
Kevin.
Kevin, quickest there?
Shrek characters.
Shrek characters is correct.
Oh, he's only gone and done it. Unbelievable. The scenes are incredible here as the fans go wild.
Well done, Kev. Off to Rip It Golf, mate. How good's that?
Awesome, thank you.
No stress
at all. You're very welcome. Now, Josh, you've been a veteran of this game all week. Can we get you back on Monday for another go?
Yeah, all right, then why not? I can't win, so I may as well keep on going.
You will win eventually, mate. We'll get you some prizes in the end.
You don't have to, man. This is not a forced situation.
Yeah, no, you'll hear my voice again.
Good, man. I look forward to it.
So
of course.
Do I.
Both gentlemen in the draw for $100 fuel cards as well. And if you want to get involved in Three of a Kind, just like Josh on Monday, same time, same place. New effort.
And for weeks and weeks, this guy called Humphrey Harrington, real name, who's the owner of an Australian nursery, like Australian natives, sort of a wholesale, I guess. It gets sent out to projects and parks and that kind of thing.
And that's great to get the natives out there as well.
For sure. Anyway, he's been noticing all of these plants keep going missing, seedlings. In fact, over $6,000 worth have gone missing in the past couple of weeks. He's thought, these are being stolen, don't know what's happening, why are people targeting stealing native plants? It's really odd.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, turns out all of $6,000 worth have been stolen by this koala named Claude.
Oh,
Claude,
no.
Claude the koala has been stealing all these plants.
Claude the koala stealing from what's the guy's name again?
Humphrey Harrington. Sounds like this whole thing sounds like a cartoon.
Sounds like a kid's book, doesn't it?
Humphrey Harrington was very upset about missing his plants. Claude the koala had a big tum-tum full of stolen plants. That sort of thing,
it
right?
It actually does, doesn't it?
I mean, and this sort of actually adds to my suspicion of koalas in general. Right?
What, you were suspicious beforehand?
I was, right? Because they've got the whole chlamydia situation going on, which is a massive issue. Now they're stealing plants. Plus, of course, they're not even real bears. They've been called koala bears all this time. I don't know. It's koalas. I think they're a bit overrated.
So how have they found out that this koala's been nicking all the plants? So check up the CCTV footage and stuff, have they?
Exactly what's happened. So they're going, what's going on? All these plants kept going missing. You know, no one's exactly, like, broken through the front fences. There's no signs of tampering on any of the fences, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Turns out, Claude. In there nicking stuff every night as soon as the owners lock up for the night and they go home, they think everything's
safe. Well, he
climbs
down from a nearby tree or something.
Exactly it. He goes, oh, I have some of that. Those are juicy little saplings. They're the best ones.
I can see him, like, dropping from, like, a little thin branch, like, you know, as if it's like a little bit of a rope or something like that, sliding down.
Looking around.
Foot, yeah. Tiptoeing around.
Padding over like the dirty thief that he is and stealing all the baby plants.
I don't think it's malicious.
I don't know. Koalas, like I said, I'm very suspicious of them in general.
So you think the Americans are right to be fearful of the old drop bear?
Definitely, because this one is taking everyone, especially Humphrey Harrington, for a ride. New FM.
Damn!
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And, of course, everyone around town wound up about the nights, and rightfully so. This is so exciting. How about turn your energy into some money? That's what I'm saying here.
Well, that's it, of course. We are, you know, probably minutes away from checking in with our new FM billboard, of course, because they're, you know, out there on the streets embarrassing themselves essentially for free tickets. But you can get involved as well and, of course, win yourself some, I guess, cash prizes.
That's right. We've got $500 cash for your average punter who paints up their house or puts up some posters. You got to make sure you get some of those new FM posters off the new FM website, newfm.com.au. Or if you're a business and you do it, you can win an advertising package with the station worth $2,500.
Yeah, pretty handy. And of course, doing our bit, and you can do your bit as well to support the Knights this weekend. All we're trying to do is paint Newcastle blue and red, get behind the mighty Knights. And you know what? You get to leave that up for, you know, another couple of weeks, because this finals run, I'm telling you now, it's not ending Sunday.
Nah, not a chance. I mean, it's a very small chance.
Once again, for all the T's and C's, and to get those posters, which you need to include in your decoration, I suppose, head to newfm.com.au. Little win tab there. Get involved and let's get behind the Knights.
That's right. Up next, though, we do play Clickbait Roulette, which is your chance at $50 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's New FM.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
Yeah, of course, it is time. Feel Good Friday. Get yourself some free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. And I mean, of course, the Knights are playing on Sunday Arvo. Have a couple people over. Host a barbie. Meat on you. You say to them, you bring the beer. I'll sort out the meat. And you
I'll
can
put
win
the meat covered.
So give us a call now, 4967-4105. Basically, you've got to play detective to try and win this free meat. So I've got three articles in front of me, two of which are real, one of which I've made up. Your job is to try and, I guess, smell out the lie and
That's
pick
right.
the fake article.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard this before, when we say articles, they're just headlines. So they're headlines from your, like, your Daily Mail or your news.com, that sort of thing. And you just got to figure out, oh, which one is the fake one in amongst these? Because sometimes these news stories, they sound too weird to be true, but they are true.
Well, that's it. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. So, 4967-4105, pick the fake news, and news is such a loose term, fake news article, win yourself $50 worth of free meat, thanks to our friends at Singo's. Super simple, and of course, you can ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly special at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow, and get your Feel Good Friday off to a flyer.
That's right. It's basically a 1 in 3 chance to get $50 worth of free meat. This is the best meat tray offer there is. New FM.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
This is more Feel Good Friday, yeah, sure I reckon. $50 sure worth of free meat could be coming your way. Of course, it's Clickbait Roulette. All thanks to our friends Singo's. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. And of course, with the Knights coming up this weekend, their elimination final, if you're hosting a bit of a watching party, you could have the meat supplied thanks to us. All you got to do is try and figure out the fake article title amongst the three that I give you.
That's right. Figure out the fake. That's the game here.
All right, Crevo. Obviously, it's me versus you and a lucky listener.
Indeed.
So, who am I trying to deceive today?
You are trying to deceive Nicole from Jesmond. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Great.
Oh.
It's Friday.
Well, you're answering your own questions here. It's all fun and games. That's all right, though. Yeah.
You'd love that. It is Friday. You are right.
You got
much planned
right
for the weekend?
No, darling. Just work.
Yeah, right. What about Sunday? Are you going to have a watching party for the Knights and use this eat yes at me?
Yes. I'm going to have a barbecue. We've already got it arranged.
Ooh.
Oh, well, that is very convenient because, of course, like we said, you're playing $50 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's. Once again, Nicole, your job is to try and pick which is the fake article. So I'll give you three articles. Two are real. Only one is fake.
Okay.
Clear as crystal?
Clear as crystal.
All right, let's get into this then. Your three articles this morning are as follows. Article number one. Gravel and Glory. Sydney dirt bike rider beats world record after leaping over 57 crushed cars. Article number two. Paul Gascoigne kisses Prince William in random cafe encounter. And article number three. Man arrested after trying to run from Florida to London in a makeshift hamster wheel. So three articles there for you. Is it the Sydney dirt bike rider, Paul Gascoigne and Prince William, or is it the makeshift hamster wheel?
Okay, let's try and knock one out straight away. Which one of those, I guess, sounds the most true?
Sounds true. The Prince.
The Prince? All right, so we're knocking that one straight out. So
we reckon Paul Gascoigne and Prince William shared a kiss in a cafe. We reckon that's true, which leaves us with a 50-50. You've got the Sydney dirt bike rider, who beats the world record
for jumping over cars.
And you're left with man arrested after trying to run from Florida to London in a makeshift hamster wheel.
Which one of those is more fake? Jumping over 50 cars or going from Florida to London in a hamster wheel?
Going to Florida in London in a hamster wheel.
You're locking that in as the most fake article.
You think that is the fake one?
No, well, I'm
going to
go the first one.
Oh, you're going to flip your answer at the last minute. All right, no worries.
Okay, so just to confirm, because there's been a bit of flippity-floppity over there, we are locking in Gravel and Glory. Sydney dirt bike rider beats world record after leaping over 57 crushed cars as the fake article. Was that a yes?
Yes.
All right, yes, well, I can confirm that Nicole... We're going to supply your barbecue on the weekend. Congratulations, $50 worth of free meat.
How good is that? You're very welcome. Turns out you are a proper detective. In fact, you can probably go down to the local cop shop, ask for a badge. They'll give you one.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That part is not true. Just letting you know.
And of course, once again, it is all thanks to our friends at Singo's. The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Butchery, Singo's Broadmeadow, and enjoy the benefits, of course, and go the Knights on the weekend.
Indeed. New FM.
Honga showing it, stepping, Crosland back on the inside. 105.3 New FM, home to the Newcastle Knights since 1989.
Yeah, and of course, a massive final, elimination final at that. Sunday Arvo, McDonald Jones Stadium is the talk of the town, palpable in the air. And we've got the last tickets in town available for this sold-out game. But you don't just get them for free, do you, Crevo?
No.
You've got to earn them. You've got to work for them. And yesterday we asked the question, how far would you go? Exactly what would you do to get your hands on a double pass to this sold-out game?
Would you be willing to wear a billboard around town for a couple of hours during peak hour in order to get the tickets.
Now, we found one lucky chum, I mean winner, yeah, who's willing to do this, of course, for a double pass to go see the Knights. And that was in the form of Luke in Hamilton, right?
That's so right.
He's out the front of McDonald Jones Stadium at the moment. On the scene as well is our very own Scott Chippy Frappell, our favourite producer. Good morning. How are you?
Mate, how we do it? It is brisk out here this morning. Luke in Hamilton joins me. Luke, you're dressed up in your nice attire. You've got your hat, you got your jersey. How are you feeling?
Yeah, seeing how many cars there are now, it's a bit nerve-wracking more than yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to get even busier.
Yes, and packing up. People are already starting to honk as they're driving past, which is fantastic. Oh, there we go. We got Knight. Oh, he's giving us a thumbs up. Turnton Road is going to get packed as we head towards 9 o'clock. Luke, are you nervous? Are you excited? What's the vibe?
A bit of both.
Okay. Now, gents, we can literally ask Luke to do anything for us while he's wearing the new FM billboard. What do you reckon he should do first?
5-star jumps going right now. Clown him out.
He's probably doing them right now. Jump. Yeah.
Off you go.
There we go. He's simple as that. Awesome.
He's away. He's ready to go right out the front of McDonald Jones Stadium. Got to be absolutely packed on Turnton Road as we head towards 9 o'clock. Luke's going to be wearing the billboard. So if you see him as you're driving past, make sure you give him a wave, give him a bit of a honk. Yell some support if you can, because he's going to need it this morning, gents.
He most certainly will. And thanks for braving the conditions out there, Scott. Of course, we'll check in with both Scott and Luke from Hamilton, a human billboard throughout the duration of the show. Like Scott said there, they're out till 9 o'clock. So if you see him, give him a bit of support, like a bit of honk, bit of a wave, all that good gear.
Indeed.
Because, of course, he needs to earn this double pass to see the Mighty Knights taking on Canberra Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Up next, though, Stephen, as we get ready for the Mind Matters Ball, which, of course, raising money for organisations like Lifeline, etc., we had to go get our suits fitted. The full story next on UFM.
And, of course, Knights fever at the moment. And up next, one of the Knights' all-time greats, a real legend of the game, joins us to chat, of course, this Sunday's game. That's all you get for now.
That's all right. That's called a cheeky tease right there. Now, though, of course, we are talking about the Mind Matters Ball, which is, I guess, raising money for Lifeline and Are You OK? And organisations along those lines, because what a great thing to be involved with. Are You OK? Day, of course, next week, and there'll be a lot more surrounding the talk around that and on the day as well. But for now, you and I had to get ready for this Mind Matters Ball because we are hosting it tomorrow night.
We are. I'm very excited, but obviously very out of my depth because, you know, there is the everyone, you know, there's a leader of the elite there. You and I got some microphones up. I don't know. I feel like I'm a bit out of my depth.
So, of course, as part of what we had to do there, we had to get ready for the night, which means getting dressed up in the right way. It's a pretty formal event. So we went to visit our friends at Rundle's Tailoring on Hunter Street. Bronwyn and Andrew, God, they are just absolutely lovely people, and they make that kind of thing so easy, right?
You know what I'd liken it to? You know how if you have like a great family doctor you've seen for 20 years or something like that, you go to the doctors and maybe it's not a pain, but you still don't love it, right? It's just, I don't know.
The doctors, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I still would rather not be going to the doctors. The way they put this Taylor experience together, I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I wanted to go back the next day and try more looks and try, like, different suits on. Because it is a massive, massive storefront they've got there.
Yeah.
And that's even bigger behind with all their workstations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think that joy is oozing out of them.
Yeah,
it's contagious.
They love it.
So, of course, Bronwyn and Andrew looked after us, and you and I kind of walked in, and we were like, we are blank canvases. Do as you will with us. I think they love that freedom. We love seeing them so happy. And
it was good fun. Because you and I, our daily attire, like sort of hoodies, you know, jeans, whatever you roll out of bed with, that sort of stuff.
That's the appeal of working in radio, is you can wear essentially whatever you want.
But with a fancy event like this, we need to be looking good. Now, what was interesting as well is they were like, what, we're going to have two looks for you guys. One of you be more the straight, serious type. The other one, we're going to have is like the real flashy, you know, Hollywood vibes.
Yeah, now, of course, we're not allowed to reveal too much what we're wearing.
No.
Apparently that's embargoed, you know, that's secret. until the night, but I can reveal to you now that I've been given the flashy suit.
And boy, it is flashy.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I am so excited. Because there's like parts throughout the night with this My Manners ball where, you know, like we'll be doing an auction.
That's right.
I've got the flashy suit on, I can be a little bimbo and hold up all the items for you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, look, thanks to those guys for hooking us up with the suits. And of course, we'll have photos and everything up so you'll be able to see how flashy Stephen looks.
It's very, very jazzy. But confidence is key.
Indeed.
And if I walk in, strut me stuff, shoulders back, chest out, you know, feeling myself.
Looking $1 million. You look rich wearing that. I will say that.
Yeah, I look like I have money I certainly don't have. So if I go with confidence, I think I can pull it off.
Yeah, and I think we'll do a great job. But yeah, thanks to those guys for hooking us up. New FM.
We've seen this kick before. It's awkward. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air, nice. Hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the night.
All right, Crevo, footy fever in full swing.
I know. Everyone's so excited around town. You can feel the excitement everywhere.
It's actually palpable. And, I mean, there's so many people getting involved, decorating their houses, etc. Because, of course, the Knights have got an elimination final Sunday. They're playing McDonald Jones Stadium, of course, at home against Canberra. And to have a chat about the game, we've got one of the game's greats. Danny Badiris, of course, is a Hall of Famer, Dally M winner, Knights Premiership player. And, of course, the Knights Best and Fairest Award is named after him. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Very well,
fantastic.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
First and foremost, do you ever get over hearing, you know, the best player for the Knights every year, your name called up with them? You know, like, how cool is that feeling?
Yeah, no, it is good, but at the same time, it's a little bit cringe, to be honest. So I feel like, you know, it might be called the Callum Ponga Award after he's won it 3 times now and in his short existence at the club. But, you know, we've got such a rich tradition and rich history of players that have been amazing at our club. So, yeah, very honoured. But at the same time, it's a hard night at times. But Callum was, you know, such an amazing recipient of the award again. He stormed home. His form's been amazing.
Do you want them to change it to the Callum Ponga Award?
Do the old boys give you a hard time?
Nah, not really. I think they know I'm a little bit uncomfortable about it, so they leave me alone.
We'll move from the old guard to the new guard, I suppose. You're involved in the last night's flag, and obviously the finals campaign starting this weekend. Do you reckon the boys can go all the way? Genuine belief?
Well, look, yeah, for sure. We're in a good period for you know, momentum and first home semi-final since 2006, and we've also... Now, for a lot of these players, it's their first final experience. So, yeah, just the town's on board. The wave of enthusiasm and excitement for the team is, now our last 3 home games have been sold out. So there's a lot of work, you know, it's the finals. It's anything can happen. And so there's a lot of excitement in the boys. Thursday was their big day of training. And they'll taper off into captain's run on Saturday and then get it on Sunday afternoon. And they'll have to watch all the finals, the 3 finals be the last game. So... yeah, that'll build the excitement for them.
Well, that's it. It'll be a weekend of anticipation. Now, often ex-players kind of view the game different to the regular punter. Do you have, like, a key matchup you think we've got to watch out for? Like, what is the key matchup of the game come Sunday?
Yeah, there's just X-factor in their team across the park. You know, from Hudson Young to Jack White, and, you know, their halves can come alive. And the big difference between the last time they played them is probably Jordan Ruffiner, who's gone back to fullback. And Ruffiner, he's got the X factor. He chases kicks. He's just got enthusiasm class. He just don't know where he's going to pop up.
And of course, his opposite fullback, Ponga, will be drawing attention as well. So that's probably the matchup that will get bums on seats, hey?
Well, that's right. He's a marquee player, KP, isn't he? That, not just for the Knights, but for the game. And no, I think we all should be enjoying every minute he gets to play out and, at McDonald Jones in our colours, and the same for Dom Young. You know, he's that try scoring record last week and the way he did it. Savour every moment with Dom as well. So, yeah,
it's impressive.
A lot of turning up there on Sunday.
I've got one more cheeky question for you, Danny. I don't know how much you've been around the club this week, but obviously there's been a lot of talk about Jacko Hastings and the ankle injury he's carrying. Is he 100%?
Thursday was a big day for him and big training day. I think they had pulled up after that. But, you know, he's been such an integral part of the team this year. He's been a good voice, a good personality for the team. And, you know, if he doesn't come up, Adam Coyne's done a great job as well. But, you know, you'd like to think Jackson, with what's on the line, can get up for the game on Sunday.
Well, hopefully he'll get up. Hopefully the Knights get up as well. Indeed. Thanks so much for joining us, Danny, and best luck to the Knights on the weekend.
Yeah, good on you, man. See you there.
Ponga showing it, stepping, Crosland back on the inside.
105.3 UFM, home to the Newcastle Knights since 1989.
Yeah, and of course, done, because not only are the Knights going to be victorious on Sunday, I can feel it in my bones, but one Novacastrian at the moment is out there in the streets of Newcastle trying to win themselves a ticket to go watch the Mighty Knights.
That's right.
A sold out game Sunday arvo at McDonald Jones Stadium against Canberra in that elimination final.
Some of the last tickets in town, I mean, you can't buy them, you have to get them somehow, don't you?
The last tickets in town.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Friday, Grief.
Yeah.
Not many days left.
I know.
So at the moment, we have got a Novacastrian out the front of McDonald Jones Stadium trying to earn these tickets. It's Luke in Hamilton.
That's right.
Of course, you and I are in this warm studio, but brisk conditions out there, so we wouldn't go ourselves. We've sent Scott Chippy Frappell, our favourite producer. Scott, how is it out there?
Gents, it's warming up a little bit, but still not great.
It's pretty cold, and of course, luckily you don't have to wear the billboard. That's the job of Luke from Hamilton. How's it going so far?
He's knocking it out of the park, gents. He's working hard for these tickets. He's been at the intersection where the 7-Eleven is. That's where you're looking. He's jumping up and down. He's wearing the new FM, built the poster, the billboard.
Yeah.
And he's getting lots and lots of honks on Turnton Road. How you feeling, Luke?
Yeah, it's a bit more physical, and you put me through my paces a bit more than I actually thought you would.
Well, he's been doing running. He's been doing running up and down the side of the road. He's been even dancing. There was something to do with the scarf as well, but we can't go into that on air. There might even be a video coming up a little bit later on the new
Flossing,
FM Facebook and Instagram pages. Well, flossing's one word for it, Crevo.
All right, I need to ask, how uncomfortable is this billboard? Because it looks big and chunky. How much is it restricting movement?
Yeah, it's restricting quite a bit of movement. We've had to actually can a few ideas because of how big the billboard is.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, there, you've heard it from Luke from Hamilton earning his tickets this morning by working it.
And, of course, like we said, make sure you give him as much support as you can, because it is quite an embarrassing task. Make sure you're honking at him, giving big waves, especially over on Turnton Road there, because obviously traffic will pick up. It's still quite early, getting towards the peak time, though.
Indeed.
It's only going to get busier for you, Luke, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, that's right. And more embarrassing, no doubt. We'll be checking in with him periodically throughout the show as well.
Up next, though, Crevo, we're talking food oopsie doopsies. You've had a bit of a clangor throughout the week.
Unreal. I couldn't believe it. An injury from a prawn. How that's happened. Up next, New FM. Now, Stephen, in the last couple of days, I've been on a bit of a sushi bender, right?
Have you?
Yeah, just for lunch, right? There's this one at the Coles at Mayfield, the little centre there.
Mm-hmm.
Great little, like, lunch takeaway sushi. Couple of rolls, like $3-4 each.
Didn't realise you had that wild side about you, Crevo.
Oh, mate, sometimes you got to tell me to calm down. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so I grab the ones I like. There's a few I like, but one particularly is the one that's like a tempura prawn.
Mm-hmm. So the big deep fried prawn.
Yeah, the tempura prawn, bit of lettuce, and they've got a bit of kewpie mayo or something on there. Bit of wasabi happy days, right?
Yeah.
Had one of those. I'm chowing down on the back deck at home because I usually just take it home, chill out, you know, enjoy the day. It's been lovely weather recently. I'm eating one of those, and this particular prawn, they always have the tail hanging out the end. It's just like a bit of
aesthetic. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just makes it look cool, right? And often I'll eat the tail, doesn't bother me. But this one, it just, the way the tail was hanging out the end, it had this sort of hook in it.
Yeah.
And when I took the last bite of the roll bit, which is the rice with the prawn around it,
yeah,
somehow the hook of the tail, like, caught my chin and cut it open.
No.
I'm not kidding. The blood going out everywhere. I'm, like, patting it with a little napkin that they give you. There's blood going on. I'm like, how has this even happened? The deep frying must have, like, solidified it in a way, and sometimes, like, prawn parts can be a bit sharp. And it's just
they're
like
scaly. So they're
sort of whatever they've got, their little exoskeleton or whatever going on. And it's just cut my chin open.
Not badly, surely.
Not too bad, but blood was coming out. I'm like, Pat, the dryer keeps bleeding.
Oh, yuck.
I was like, how's this even happened?
Against Sushi 1, Crevo 0. You're invested. You can't win in a fight against a sushi roll.
I know. The prawn has had the last laugh here, you know?
It's not going out without a fight.
That's right. Exactly. This is what I wanted to do here, though. 4967-4105, and you can win yourself $100 worth of free petrol here. Just want to know, how did the food hurt you? Because sometimes food, like something sharp in it or whatever, gets on you and gets to you and cause some damage.
Or you might get burnt as well. Like sometimes hot food can cause some damage.
Cooking injuries,
At school, one of my mates at lunchtime was howling into some snacks, obviously.
Sure.
And he took a bite into a Red Ripper, which is back then known as a Redskin, of course.
Yeah.
So he was biting into this Red Ripper. And he was kind of like, man, this is a really chewy Redskin. Pulled it out. His whole tooth came with it. Root and everything. His front tooth. Obviously similar. Like blood. There was blood involved as well. But ripped the full tooth out. Root and everything.
Oh,
I remember it was
God.
Such like a graphic image because half the tooth was still buried in the Redskin. The other half, with the root exposed, was just poking out the top.
That actually makes you cringe. Hope you're enjoying your cornflakes this morning. 4967-4105. When did the food hurt you? Like we said, maybe it's an eating situation. Maybe it's a cooking situation where there's a burning. You know, there's a lot of dangerous stuff in and around food, knives and whatnot. But sometimes it's the food itself as well. And 4967-4105, if you've got a great story, you could get yourself $100 worth of free petrol this morning.
Wouldn't that be good for your feel-good Friday?
Definitely.
Super easy. That number one more time, 4967-4105. We're chasing, when did the food get you? When did it hurt you? When did it come out? And you came out second best, of course. And we'll get your stories on the air in a minute.
New FM. And asking the question, when did the food get you after I cut my chin open on a deep fried prawn out the bottom of a sushi roll? I don't even know how it happened.
You silly, silly man.
I just like slipped it up. I was like, is that blood coming out of my chin? I'm like trying to pat it dry with the napkin. There's blood going everywhere. Absolute disaster.
And of course, for sharing your pain with us, and I guess making Creamer feel like he's not alone, we can give you $100 worth of free fuel. Of course, that's up for grabs for best callers on the show today. So let's get some, I guess, food last laugh stories. Hey, Creamer.
Yeah, first of all, we go to Mel in Caves Beach. Hey, Mel, when did the food get you?
It wasn't me, it was my husband.
Dobby bean.
What happened was we were at one of those all-you-can-eat restaurants, you know, those awful places in the 90s.
Yeah, buffet style, clear quantity over quality.
And he loves his seafood, so he got one of those awful crab, pieces of crab.
Yeah.
And he started eating it. And the crab claw actually went through his tongue.
Ah, what's he doing putting the claw in his mouth?
You know, probably sucking the juices out or something out of it.
Oh, my God.
And then he's sitting at the table with his crab leg hanging off his mouth.
Oh.
And then we were having to try to pry it open to get it off his tongue.
So what, was it like a trip to the hospital? What was the go, Mel?
No. He sucked it up and just sucked the blood out of his tongue. But, absolutely hilarious. I wish I had got a photo.
To be fair, if that was me, I wouldn't be going to the hospital either. How do you explain that?
Well, you just go you go straight to the local tattoo shop and put a piercing in it. The job's half done, right?
Could you imagine sitting in the emergency with a crab claw hanging out your mouth?
Yeah, wouldn't have been me, Mel. That's a great example.
Wow.
Makes probably you feel a bit better as well.
Heaps better. A little cut on my chin. I'm all good.
All right. Up next, we go to Adonis. Good morning, mate. When did the food get the last laugh?
Man, it always gets the last laugh. Whenever I make chips and fish and chips, I always get too greedy and bite it and don't let it cool down. And I always end up can't eat it for 4 days because my mouth burnt up.
All blistered and burnt.
Now, Adonis, what's your strategy when you bite it and it's too hot? Do you spit it out or do you do that?
No. I do one of these.
Adonis is there panting like a dog.
Yeah, and it don't help. It don't help because your mouth burnt up for 4 days. You can't taste nothing again. But then, you know, shit, I love my fish and chips, so.
Yeah, fish and chips worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
All right.
Feel I'm good so Friday. Relaxed. Yeah.
It's a feel-good Friday, and of course, that means we've got a brand new celebrity in the new FM Star Spa. So, I mean, we're going to welcome them in just a second, but if you have no idea what's going on, you just tuned in, you haven't heard this before, essentially what's going on is we're trying to chuck as many Novacastrians in the draw for their chance at a $10,000 spa, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle.
And it's so good because we've got the spa in the studio here, and every morning we get our best swimmers on. Today I've got my leopard print mankini on, which is one of my favourites. And what are you? Oh, you've just about to reveal with the towel. What do you got under there, Stephen?
Just a pair of budgie smugglers.
Okay, simple, keeping it easy.
Yeah, just keeping nice and comfortable.
Tony
course, like
Abbott
this
style.
Morning, it was you know a bit wet and a bit dreary.
Yeah,
it was nice to come in here and jump in the spa.
Indeed,
a little bit.
Well, shall we get in with our celebrity?
All right, well, let's introduce and invite the celebrity into the spa with us. And, of course, give us a call, 4967-4105, if you want to try and get in the draw for, of course, his $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. Just need to identify this celebrity here.
In your pop. All right, they're going to come through here? No, let's see if we can get him in now.
I didn't know if I never felt calm. Couldn't sleep and had voices, you know, just couldn't shut certain things off.
All right, so the celebrity, they always turn the bubbles up, those cheeky dogs.
Makes
it hard to
identify
who they are. But if you want to have a guess, 4967-4105, get your weekend, I guess, off to an absolute flyer by getting in the draw for this $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle.
4967-4105. Call now. New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
All right, Cravo, feel good Friday. Let's do this thing, hey? Let's get into it, of course. We are trying to get as many Novacastrians in the draw for this six-seat, $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. They are Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Now, about 10 minutes ago, not even, we put out a call for Novacastrians to, you know, try and guess the celebrity that's jumped in the Star Spa with you and I.
And it's so nice of them to install, like, a second spa in the studio here for us to have a little dip each day with the celebrity. I feel much more relaxed already. You look relaxed. Your skin looks great.
I was about to say, I feel like my skin has improved vastly over the last couple of weeks.
There's no doubt about it. Just Spas Newcastle, they'll get you spa and you'll feel good all the time.
Absolutely. And, of course, they're forecasting a very, very hot summer. So, spa in your backyard would be perfect. The person trying to get on the short list for this spa is Brooke in Cameron Park. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
Good morning. Great, thanks. How are you guys?
Very well.
Brilliant.
Much planned for your weekend?
Yeah, busy weekend. Go watch the Knights girls play tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Double header as well at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Yeah,
hey?
Double header. Yeah.
Yeah, we love that.
You got your tickets already?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, good, because you wouldn't be getting them if you're just trying to pine.
And the girls are absolutely flying at the moment. Oh. There's been so much talk about how the blokes are doing, but the girls, they're flying. Top of the table clash. I mean, first and second, it's going to be a great game.
Yep, it will be, definitely.
Oh, will you enjoy that, Brooke? And fingers crossed you can enjoy this spa, thanks to Just Spas Newcastle. Of course, we're trying to put you in the draw here. What you got to do is correctly identify this celebrity in with you and I, Crevo.
All right, have another listen here.
I didn't know if I never felt calm. I couldn't sleep and had voices, you know. Just couldn't shut certain things off.
All All right, that audio played there for you, Brooke. We need to press you for an answer. Who do you think is the star in UFM's Star Spa?
Is it Rita Ora?
Rita Ora guest. Crevo, is that correct?
Unfortunately, not it. So sorry. You enjoy the nights, though, this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. And, of course, plenty more chances to play even before your weekend starts.
That's right.
I mean, Scott's got you for your work day, Joel for your drive home. Plenty more chances, plenty more clues to come as well for New FM's Star Spa. So if you think you know who that is, make sure you keep New FM locked, loaded and loud because your cue to call could come at any time.
New FM.
Conger showing it, stepping.
Back on the inside. 105.3 New FM, home to the Newcastle Knights since 1989.
Yeah, of course, if you're on your way to work this morning, perhaps going through Turton Road there in Broadmeadow, you might have seen one passionate Knights man with a billboard on him, cheering, soliciting honks, all that good stuff. He's not just doing it out of the good of his own heart, he's working.
That's
earning,
right.
Of course, a double pass to the Knights elimination final Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium against Canberra.
That's right. Luke from Hamilton out there hustling, earning it this morning.
And also out there braving the conditions, we have Scott Chippy Frappell, our favourite producer. How's it looking out there, mate?
Oh, gents, I'm sweating, and I'm not wearing the billboard. We are working hard out here this morning. Turton Road is turning it up. Lots of honks. Luke's getting involved like there's no tomorrow. Lots of passionate Knight fans out there today. Luke, how are things going so far? You feeling good?
Yeah, feeling really good. Bit of a workout now that Newcastle's woken up a bit and have to do a few more things.
Yeah, right, that's
Scott's
good.
Putting me through his paces.
Yeah, we've seen some footage, mate. You sound puffed, you look puffed as well, but it looks like you're getting a lot of honks out there.
A lot of support.
Now, of course, if you're driving past now, make sure you give some honks of support on Turton Road there. But what's... Oh, hey. There you go. There's a few
I'm in the background.
What's your go-to soliciting technique? Are you doing the old fist pump, Luke?
Yeah, the old Hulk Hogan, you know, bring it in.
Yeah, oh, nice. Yes. I love that. I love
whatever he's doing, gents, it's working really well. The horns are going off. And the intersection that we're at right up front of McDonald Jones near the 7-Eleven, if you see us, definitely give us a yell. And joining us, we've got Kayla and Alira, who got a very special message for the Knights.
For the Knights!
Hey, this whole city is so excited about this.
That's
right?
That's it. Knights fever is palpable at the moment, and it's good to see that people are really willing to, I guess, not only put themselves out there, but their pride on the line to get themselves a double pass to this game. Because, of course, it's not only Luke who's doing this. Joel has got a human billboard for your drive home as well. They really are the last tickets in town. So if you see these guys, make sure you give them the support they need and support them just as you would the Knights.
That's right. Exactly right. Well done to Luke. He's doing well. He's only got a little bit to go. He'll be out there till just after 9 o'clock, I believe. So
just before 9, probably. Yeah. Friday. We'll give him an early knock-off, hey?
God, we're generous, aren't we, here at UFM? Local winners get local prizes. We absolutely love it.
Conger showing it, stepping, Crosswind back on the inside.
105.3 UFM, home to the Newcastle Knights since 1989.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, we do have our human billboard out and about on the street. It is Luke from Hamilton. And we have our own main man on the street, Scott, the Chippy Frappell, our absolute number one superstar producer. How you doing there, Scott?
Well, gents, you're buttering me up, and I've just been told that I'm sweating up a storm on my back. That's who's really sweating. It's Luke from Hamilton.
Yeah, that's right. How you doing, Luke?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, now, of course, you're in the home stretch here, if you will. Less than half an hour to go. You reckon you can make this? You reckon you can do it? Just another half hour on the billboarding?
Yeah, well, I've got the 97 Knights jersey on now, and they brought it home, so I'll be bringing it home as well.
Ah, love that. Now, I want to know, Luke, are you working the old double shift today? Like, are you off to your regular 9-to-5 after this, or you got the day off?
No, I've got the kids for the weekend, so I'm on holiday.
Ah.
Until Sunday, of course.
Of course. And then the real work begins.
Now, yeah, what are you more nervous for? Do you reckon you're more nervous doing this billboard, or you'd be a more nervous watcher of the Knights on Sunday? How do you go?
I think the Knights have got it, so I'm a bit more nervous today.
What are you doing today? Fair enough. Well, less than half an hour to go, as we've said, so good luck with that.
Yeah, and plenty of support for Luke as well. Make sure you honk, make sure you wave, all that good stuff, because he is out the front of McDonald Jones Stadium where all the action is happening Sunday. The Knights elimination final up against Canberra. Must watch. You cannot miss.
That's right. As you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And in over the last couple of days, we've been, I guess, loosely covering the world eating competition because James Webb, our very own from Australia, just a couple of hours down the M1 to the Hills District of Sydney, has taken out the Wing It On Challenge. Now, this is where they try and eat as many chicken wings as possible in 12 minutes.
And it's very serious. Like, there's judges there who have to adjudicate if you've ripped enough meat off the bone.
Yep.
It's not a one bite and throw it type situation.
No.
And they weigh your leftovers to make sure there's not enough, you know, knocking about there as well. So it is really serious. There's a lot of maths behind this.
That's right. And there's also a big crowd. Now, they've shown scenes of the stadium, you hear me correctly, stadium where these eating competitions go down. Thousands and thousands of people pack out the thing. They're cheering. It's just an unbelievable situation. This is a real championship on another level, right?
Yes.
Now, our very own, as we said, James Webb has taken it out. He's eaten 276 wings in 12 minutes. 12 minutes. That's one every 3 seconds, I think we worked out.
Yeah, it was 2 point something seconds, 2.6 or something like that. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, a whole chicken wing just eaten like that, and then he's on to the next one.
For 12 minutes. I mean, there's a couple seconds as well where we even grab the next one.
That's right.
You know, like you lose time. Phenomenal. Anyway, of course, it's a world record, a new world record.
And you made the observation, because he's on telly and everything, he's become a big star. Holy wow, you said to me. Look at the size of his jaw. It is like he's built for eating.
Well, absolutely, because you and I were, of course, as many people were across the nation, talking about this. It is like quite a quirky story, I suppose.
Yeah, and also one of our own has become a great.
And the other thing as well that we were talking about was, man, he must have been a pain to feed as a teenager. Oh,
can you imagine?
Because Mum and Dad trying to do the shop for him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he would have been an absolute punish, wouldn't he?
James, you've eaten everything in the fridge again. Yeah, I'm just really hungry, Mum. It's not my fault. What do you want me to go hungry?
Now, of course, it is paying for itself now, and he's, you know, breaking all these world records, getting endorsement deals, all that good stuff. But at the time, his parents would have been like, oh, my God, we're spending a small fortune to feed this child.
Yeah. And I guess that happens, like, some kids, when they're going through those teen years, when they're growing a lot especially, they just inhale the food like some sort of industrial
like a vacuum.
Hoover.
Yeah,
exactly. So what we wanted to do here, 4967-4105, are you living with an eating champion at the moment?
Yep.
Maybe it's your husband or your partner or girlfriend, whatever, maybe it's a teenager in the house, more likely candidate.
Yeah.
Who is just eating you out of house and home. This is your chance to vent. 4967-4105.
And, of course, you'll be reimbursed for said venting. $100 worth of free fuel up for grabs for best callers on the air today.
And let's face it, you'll need that money because you're spending so much on food at the moment.
You're probably spending that in fuel to and from the shops every week to refuel the fridge. I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be stories better than this.
Mm.
But when we used to have bangers and mash as a kid, you used to go through the whole six-pack of sausages. Just for me.
Just for you.
Six sausages, mash and veg.
Leave some for the rest of the family.
I was just hungry, a growing boy.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. 4967-4105. Are you living with a big eater at the moment who is just eating you out of house and home? We'll get your stories on the air next here at New FM. You're waking up with the Nova. Stephen and Crevo here at 105.3 New FM. And James Webb, our Australian eating champion, has taken out the world championship Wing It On Challenge, eating 276 wings in 12 minutes. So we want to find our local eating champions around Newcastle and the Hunter.
That we most certainly do. I mean, James Webb, a world record breaker, but I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of eaters around the Hunter that are wallet breakers, breakers, you know.
When you're going through those teen years, sometimes you can't help it. You're just growing. You just eat, and suddenly the fridge is empty again. We only just went shopping yesterday.
You know what, but teenagers are cheeky. I remember all the time I'd be like, Mum, is there seconds? Oh, you can have an apple if you want. not that hungry. You know, there is a little bit of cheek around that.
Definitely.
Like clever manipulation, if you will. But like you said, we are trying to find Newcastle's very own eating champions, and it's your perfect chance to dob them in.
That's right. Vent a little bit. To Mayfield West first, Nicole, are you living with a big eater?
I sure am.
All right. Tell us about them.
He's my 13-year-old son. Yeah. He will eat 2 packets of the little oats for breakfast.
Yep.
Then at lunchtime, he will eat 3 packets of the individual macaroni cheese packets all in one bowl. He will then eat 4 to 6 slices of bread for afternoon tea, and then we'll do meat, pasta and veggies for dinner. He'll polish that off. He'll go back for seconds and even thirds if he can, and then he'll have dessert as well.
Have you been trying to explain to him that the price of the shop's going up and up? He's not listening.
Yep. He doesn't care. So, his stomach he thinks about.
You're on your third mortgage. Is the bank talking to you about a fourth yet?
Oh, we're looking at selling the house now.
Got to do what you got to do, right?
At least he'll be fed, I suppose. Let's go next to Charlestown, God's country, if you don't mind, where we say good morning to Lisa. How are you? Are you living with a big eater?
I am definitely eating with a big eater.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell us, give us some examples.
Okay, this is a shout-out to my daughter, Brodie Lee.
Okay,
she's
yep.
14 years old. When she was little, she used to eat the furniture, and I'm not even kidding. She would eat coffee tables, the leather on the computer desk seat, and she owes me probably about $5,000 for that. She's 14 now, and she can eat a loaf of bread in one day.
Now, whoa. The big question here for you, Lisa, is obviously this story's been circulating about James Webb. Have you tried to get some, like, financial gain from this? Are you signing her up for eating competitions and stuff like that? What's going on? What's the next step?
Look, if she could, you know, be on a fantastic furniture ad for eating furniture, I think that'd be right down her alley. But in regards to the food, mate, she's costing me at least $50 a day.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And they do, don't they? Those teenagers are so cheeky. They just power through. And you don't really, like, you haven't really been working yet. You don't understand
the value of the money,
of the dollar, of how much your shop is.
To you, it's just food. I'm hungry. Can I have food? And you don't want to be, it's not like they're eating just junk food.
Yeah, that's it. They're having dinner.
That's right.
The meal you've cooked them, nutritious meal, you know? Oh, God.
Newcastle is going through it at the moment. Look, that's us done mostly for today. We're almost finished the show.
Bit of housekeeping, though, of course, because we do have $100 fuel cards up for grabs this morning. And I reckon we give one to Mel from Caves Beach, who gave us a story about when the food got the better of her husband, was at a buffet, ended up with a crab claw through his tongue.
Pierced right through, in one side and out the other.
Sorry if you're brekkie, but $100 fuel card going Mel's way. And Mel is not the only winner in the Hunter today.
That's right.
Ponga showing it, stepping, Crosland back on the inside.
105.3 UFM, home to the Newcastle Knights since 1989.
Yeah, all morning, Luke from Hamilton has been working hard as our human billboard. He's been sitting out the front of McDonald Jones Stadium, Turton Road there. Oh, no, yeah, not sitting. He's standing, jumping jacks, all that good stuff, soliciting honks, you know, getting waves from passing by Novocastrians. And, of course, it is almost his knockoff time.
That's so right.
What we should do is get our favourite producer, Scott Chippy Frappell, in the building and see how it's all going at the Frank McDonald Jones Stadium. How's things, Scotty?
Oh, gents, you said he's been sitting down. Luke from Hamilton has not stopped for a minute. He has been working it here on the street right in front of McDonald Jones Stadium in support of the Knights. He's doing it for Knights tickets. And look, I reckon he's done enough. Luke, how are you feeling at the moment?
A bit puffed, more than I thought it would be.
That's a defeated man, isn't it? That's
it is.
The voice of a man who is exhausted this morning.
He's been going all morning, and you know what? I think it's time to let him knock off. Listen to those honks. Let's let him knock off now. Congratulations, man. You've got yourself the tickets. You're off to see your favourite team, the Knights, and let's hope, of course, that they smash it this weekend.
He's done an absolutely stellar job, gents. We've got some support in the background.
Go Knights!
Go the Knights, indeed.
Yeah, congratulations, Luke. Of course, the double pass, all yours. Enjoy your knockoff as well. Enjoy your weekend.
And it doesn't end here, though, because Joel from the drive home, he, of course, is going to have his own human billboard.
He's always copying us, isn't he?
Oh, that's right.
No, of course not.
Fantastic.
Last tickets in town up for grabs, like we said, with the Joel's human billboard this afternoon. In terms of us, though, we'll see you on Monday, done and dusted for your Feel Good Friday. Go the Mighty Knights!
New FM.